The state health mandate that requires a 14-day quarantine for people who arrive from out of state is set to expire Tuesday. Instead, starting on June 5th, visitors and Alaskans returning to the state will be asked to take a test within 72 hours of boarding an Alaska-bound flight. Governor Mike Dunleavy and Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink have credited the mandate with helping to keep Alaska's rate of infections among the lowest in the country. There's a lot that we don't know about how the new testing system will work, but with me to talk about the quarantine order, how effective it's been, and how it has been enforced these past few weeks is reporter Eric Stone from KRBD in Ketchikan. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Casey.
First, can you explain how the quarantine process has worked? When you arrive from out of state, you have to fill out a form, and who looks at that form?
Yeah, that's right. So passengers arriving from out of state have been required to fill out a travel declaration form listing the places they visited in the past 2 weeks, the address where they'll serve out their 14-day quarantine, and some contact information. Those forms are sent to the State Department of Health and Social Services, but they're not shared with local municipalities. And the kicker here is this: since most larger cities have their own police forces, that means local police, who would presumably enforce the quarantine, don't know exactly who should be in quarantine. Ketchikan City Attorney at one point called it nonsensical. So as you alluded to, the governor announced a big change to the system on Friday, so now travelers can bypass the quarantine requirement if they've been tested for COVID-19 up to 3 days before their flight, and of course they test negative. And people who don't get tested before they fly to Alaska, or people who lose their paperwork, might be tested as they get here. Of course, they're not going to make you get tested, so you still have the option of a two-week quarantine, and if they run out of testing supplies at the airport and you don't have your test results, you'll have to quarantine. Now, will local municipalities know who's been tested and who should be in quarantine? Well, we don't know for sure. We don't have a lot of details on the new policy yet, but if the past is any guide, it seems unlikely.
Well, we've gotten a lot of questions from listeners about this, and for today, our first quarantine-related question from a listener comes from Sean Ann Graham of Anchorage, who wants to know, how many people have been charged with violating the mandatory quarantine required after interstate travel?
So depending on how you count, it's either one or none, as far as we know. Dwayne Fields was released from prison in California and ordered to quarantine at an Anchorage hotel, according to federal charges. Fields disputes that. He says his release paperwork listed his mother's address. But it's important to note, though, that these are federal contempt of court charges, not state charges. So it's not the state charging Fields with violating the quarantine mandate. It's a federal judge saying Fields didn't abide by a court order. That's a wonky distinction, I know, but it's important. As far as state charges, I haven't heard of anyone in Alaska who's been charged with breaking quarantine.
So Health Mandate 10, that's the one that covers the quarantine, it carried a fine of up to $25,000. Has anyone actually been fined that amount or any amount?
You know, it sounds like no one has been fined for breaking quarantine. Dwayne Fields told Alaska Public Media he planned to fight his contempt of court charges, and of course you can't be fined until you're convicted, if you are convicted. As far as enforcement on a state level, Department of Public Safety spokesperson Megan Peters told me this when I posed the question back in April.
Really what we're trying to do is educate people on what the health mandates are and what individually they need to be doing.
She confirmed in an email on Monday that state troopers are sticking with that approach, and that's been the consistent message from state officials. Governor Mike Dunleavy said last month that he didn't want to use a, quote, heavy hand, unquote, when enforcing health mandates. I reached out to law enforcement agencies across the state recently, and everyone I spoke with told me they hadn't issued any fines or charges for breaking quarantine.
Okay, well, Thea Nelson of Juneau wants to know, when people obtain waivers to bypass the two-week quarantine, is there any follow-up with them to ensure they remain symptom-free? She's asking about the waivers for certain essential industries or activities, I think. Is there any follow-up with people who don't have to quarantine?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So just for some quick background, not everyone who enters the state is subject to the quarantine mandate. Employees traveling to work in critical infrastructure activities outlined by the state, think healthcare, mining, oil and gas, may or may not have to quarantine. Companies were allowed to file mitigation plans with the state that outline what measures they're taking to prevent the spread of the virus. Take ConocoPhillips, for example. According to documents obtained by Coast Alaska and Alaska Public Media, their plans have changed over time. At first, North Slope employees from out of state were quarantining in an Anchorage hotel for 2 weeks, but more recently, their plans changed. Now, out-of-state workers take a 14-day protective period on the slope. They have to wear a mask and gloves, eat alone in their rooms, take their temperature twice a day, and monitor for symptoms. But it appears a lot less restrictive than quarantining in an Anchorage hotel. As far as follow-up, their plan says that if an employee has cold or flu-like symptoms, quote, medical consultation with the ConocoPhillips Alaska Medical Officer and Alaska State Office of Epidemiology will occur, end quote.
All right. I know a lot of folks have had a lot of questions about this in particular, and things are changing every day, so we may have to have you back on to talk about it more. But thanks for being here now to talk about this, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Casey.
That was KRBD's Eric Stone answering listener questions about Alaska's mandatory quarantine for people entering the state. Send your questions about the pandemic in Alaska to coronavirus@alaskapublic.org or leave us a message at 907-586-1600.